This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is 1 month out from primary day, and ballots will be in the mail next week. Voters are choosing candidates for many races, including some congressional seats. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Four of Colorado's congressional seats have contested races. In the new toss-up 8th district, two Republicans, both with experience in the state legislature, are competing to take on first-term Democrat Yadira Caraveo. In eastern Colorado, a wide slate of Republicans and Democrats are competing for the seat formerly held by Ken Buck. And in Colorado Springs, the head of the state Republican Party is in a race with a former radio host and lobbyist to replace outgoing Congressman Doug Lamborn. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A ban on syringe exchange programs in Pueblo may face a challenge from voters. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Pueblo's city council voted to ban the local syringe exchange sites earlier this month after a decade of allowing them. Council members argued the exchanges led to too many used syringes littering public places. The day after the passage of the ban, two supporters of the needle exchanges submitted a referendum effort to overturn it. If they gather the signatures of 1,400 Pueblo residents within a month, the ban on the exchanges will be paused until voters decide on the issue in November. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Farmers and ranchers could see new financial benefits from using certain conservation practices. The state's new agricultural stewardship credit will pay producers to do things that improve soil health and save water. The credit could be worth up to $300,000 a year to a farm or ranch. This is CPR News.